This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, find peace, guidance, inspiration, and wisdom with Abdel Fattah Adeyemi's official app. Download the Abdel Fattah Adeyemi app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.
How many people here woke up this morning? If you woke up this morning, please raise up your hand.
Everybody.
You will say, if I didn't wake up, how will I be here? Well, you didn't wake up, actually. It's Allah that woke you up. If Allah didn't wake you up, you will not wake up. It's after Allah woke you up that you woke up. And the reality is that it's Allah that woke us up. If you are not sure, then you take an alarm clock to the place they bury dead people. You see, if you put 500 alarm clocks there, they won't wake up, true or false. So it's Allah that woke us up. Why did Allah wake us up? There must be a reason why Allah woke us up this morning. And what is that reason? It's part of the reason why we are where we are. And if you understand that reason very well, then this life is going to be user-friendly. Allah designed this life. Well, how can you make life to be user-friendly? One of such ways is for you to understand from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Balad, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. The part I want to use there is Allah says He has created human being in toil and struggle. In toil and struggle. Even before we were born, by the time our parents are trying to produce us, let me use that word, it was with some movement, with some struggle. By the time the things that fertilize other things began to swim, they were swimming, about 4 million of them. They were all swimming in struggle until only one of them got to fertilize the egg. And after that, one thing divided into another thing. We were inside the mother's belly. It was still with struggle, because if the baby was not kicking, then there will be a problem. The baby, the mother will be taken to the hospital for examination. The day of our birth, there was struggle because we needed to switch from not breathing through our noses, through our lungs, we switch into breathing air. I'm sure it was not easy for anyone at that time. It's just that we can't remember. Imagine you that spent 5 months inside. That is first 4 months, then the 5 months when Allah put life inside the body. You were not eating with your mouth. You were not breathing with your nose. And suddenly you came into this place. You were inside a place where it was waterbed all around. You now had to come into this place that you had to breathe with your nose and you had to eat with your mouth by yourself. It was not an easy experience. Then from there, baby is crying, baby is running temperature, baby is trying to grow teeth, baby is about to sit down, baby is trying to crawl, baby is trying to start walking. The walking is a struggle on its own. You stand up, you fall down, you stand up, you fall down. After that, they say, okay, the baby is now learning to talk. Okay, the baby is now going to start going to school from this kindergarten, then to that primary, then to that secondary. This is how we kept moving. La tarkabunna tabaqan an tabaqin. We continue to move from one stage to another stage to another stage to another stage. Up until a person will say, okay, now this child is now going to the university. Then you start struggling. Now, I'm switching now to the parents now. When will a parent ever rest? Is it when the mother was just married, you are hoping she will get pregnant one day? Or when she's pregnant, you are hoping she will deliver safely? Or after delivery, you are trying to see what's going to be fed to the mother and the child? And then you continue to struggle, you continue to spend, you continue to invest. Okay, my child, my baby, after this secondary school, he has to go to so-so place for higher institution. You rally around, you struggle around, you gather wealth, you sponsor them, and it continues like that. One day they say they want to get married. Who is my child going to marry? Which boy, which girl is going to marry my son and daughter? After you've done all you have to do, after the wedding, what again? What's going to happen to them? This is how we continue. Latarkabunna tobakon and tobakin. And even yourself, at one point in your life, this is what you are looking for. At another point, this one has come, then you are looking for another thing. There's always something more. There's always something else. There's always the next thing ahead, ahead and ahead. Until we reach where we have reached now. Have we rested? Nobody will rest, because the creator of all of us says, لَقَدْ خَلَقُنَا لِإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدِ. It will always be struggle upon struggle upon struggle. The limbs Allah has given to us, if you close your eyes for too long, Allah will begin to withdraw the eyes. You will not see clearly again. If you block your ears, I don't want to hear anything. By the time you remove your hand from the air, if it's too long, then you don't hear well again. The same thing with every other part of our bodies. If you stop using it, Allah will start withdrawing it, because you must use it. And at a point in our age, they will even say you have to be doing exercise, you have to be doing diet, eat organic, eat healthy. They will continue to give us these rules and regulations, and we still have some things to worry about. There's no human being that will ever stay without something to worry about, without something to bother him. To make this life user-friendly, when will a person ever say, Alhamdulillah, it's okay? The day you say, Alhamdulillah, it's okay, that's the day you are going to die. Better don't say it's okay. You can say, Alhamdulillah. Because after now, after today, there's also another tomorrow. By tomorrow, another of its own thing will come. When Allah spare our lives every day, we wake up every morning, it's always one thing and another thing and another thing. Accept it like that. Everybody must accept that this life is a life of struggle, and it is never over until it is over. Another way you can make it user-friendly, you now continue in that surah. Allah says, فَلَقْتَ حَمَّ الْعَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَوَكَ مَ الْعَقَبَ فَكُّ رَقَبَ أَوْ إِطْعَامًا فِي يَوْمِ ذِي مَسْغَبَ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَ. Allah now gave all of those lines of the things you can do. Quickly make effort to help those who are in need. Feed those who are hungry. Do whatever good deed you can do, because that is the only gain of being in this world. What else? These children that we have suffered and labored about, someday we will shift to one side and they will continue. So if you didn't take care of yourself, and you didn't take care of your akhirah, we will leave everything with these children. They will continue to enjoy themselves, and we will go and face Allah, and Allah will ask us, okay, so what happened? It is not one person, it's not two person, it's everybody that has to be making effort every day in order to improve ourselves, in order to improve our lives. Let us not forget the reason why we are here in this world. To struggle and to suffer is part of our existence. Let nobody complain over that. If people are bothering you every day, they are asking you for help, telling you they are needy, don't be tired. Because if you didn't have, they will not ask you. Don't be tired. Just do whatever you can do. And then the rest, be grateful to Almighty Allah and take life easy. So to make life to be user-friendly, be very ready to do the best of what you can for other people. The best of what you can. Because even that one too, you can't help everybody. You can't help everybody. If people line up in front of your house, you keep helping them every day, every day, every one day, they'll say, why are you giving only chicken? What of pizza? What of balangu? They will ask for some other things and you can't cope. So people will keep coming. People will keep needing help. They will keep asking you. They will keep bothering you. It will never finish. Even if you don't have, go and borrow, give them. They will still come back tomorrow. If you like, kill yourself, make yourself into pepper soup and give them to eat. They will still come again. Or somebody tells them that, look, you have finished him now. You have eaten him yesterday. So it is just life. That is just how life is. Let us all accept it, but be very moderate in everything that we do. Don't let struggle and strife, don't let them remove you when it's not your time to go yet. Take life easy, and you know that everything in life is in stages. When you have reached a certain stage in your life, accept that that's where Allah wants you to be. Do whatever thing you can do, because you don't know the next stage that we are going to be into. Allah will keep waking us up every day until one day when He will not wake us up again, even if you want to wake up. May Allah make it easy for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Download the Abdel Fattah DME app now and start your journey to a more meaningful, purpose-driven life. Available for free on the App Store and Google Play. Join the community. Transform your life. Edit your universe.